We talked quite a bit Friday, live out and about. We were on our field trip show from Pupitella out in Chantilly. And we talked quite a bit about the possibility that David Blau was still going to be the OC, even though Mike McDaniel was out there, because it just seemed like the team has very, very high hopes for him and was afraid that he was going to be leaving their building. And minutes after we went off the air and talked about why it could happen, it came to fruition and Blau became their OC. But we have not had a chance to react since, oddly enough, Danny. So McDaniel, still out there. And one of the things you said was you could be okay with the Blau hiring if they kind of exhausted everything else and it was a situation where they weren't choosing him over McDaniel and choosing him over the field, and they basically, like, waited. They did the opposite of that.
Yeah, if McDaniel's a head coach, I'm not going to complain.
Right, they jumped first.
But if he's an OC, it basically put your feet to the fire, right?
So how do you feel overall?
I don't feel bad. I know a lot of fans are really down on it because it looks, I don't know what the right word is for them. Everybody's got a different sentiment, but it looks like, well, we don't want anyone to say no to us. It looks like we were afraid. It looks like it's kind of, I mean, they don't see the level of risk that it takes to elevate someone that has literally never made an offense up before to this really, really high-level position. He's skipping about three steps where you're a quarterback's coach, then you're maybe a pass game coordinator or, you know, assistant. You're jumping from, I played in the league 3 years ago, to in charge of an offense and a got to have it kind of year. So there's a major risk there. There's a risk for any hire, obviously, especially in the position that Dan Quinn and company's in.
Risk is the biggest word, I think, I would say, synonymous with this hire. Like, if you said, give me three words, I would say risky.
Risk. Riskiness.
Ballsy, yeah. And then I would say upside. Because I also think this is a massive upside play. I am, for better or worse, and I'll be wrong plenty, oftentimes going to side with the ascending young offensive play caller. We've talked a lot about head coaching hires in that way. I feel the same way with coordinators. Mm-hmm. I like the upside of a potential star in your building over a retread who's been all over the place coming back here, who's a known commodity. Like, the things that make you nervous about Blau's inexperience, you don't have to worry about if you hire, I'm just naming it an old dinosaur, but like Daryl Bevel, mm-hmm, or one of these guys who's done this at three or four stops. You could absolutely be more comfortable knowing they have an offense. They don't have to build one from scratch. They've called plays. They're not going to be overwhelmed. You didn't hire Blau because you feel good about those things. You hired him because, I think, for a few reasons. Number one, you feel like it's a multiple-year solution. You feel like he's not leaving after this year because he's not going to be ready for a head coaching job, whereas McDaniel or some other guys could have been one and done if it went well. I think his relationship with Jaden Daniels is pertinent.
I think it's pivotal to it, yeah.
Do not sleep on how frustrated Daniels has been, seems like, since they dismissed Cliff Kingsbury, and the fact that you kept one of his guys in the building who he's got a relationship and a rapport with around. I think the fact that he can help ease the transition out of Kingsbury's very unique one-off, not like anything else offense, to something else is also significant. And the fact that Blau is a Ben Johnson disciple, a Kevin O'Connell disciple, is going to run a variation of the offenses that are working in this conference, in this league, I think was also really, really appealing.
So we're all products of our environment and our experiences, right? There's a reason a lot of us who don't have our fingers in our ears or are just screaming anytime adults have a conversation, where we've got a little PTSD from Robert Griffin, right? Where our athletic wunderkind quarterback gets injured some, and then everything changes. A lot of people are a little bit nervous about things because, again, we live through our history. We should also have that same pathology when it comes to a year too early rather than a year too late. How many guys that were the darlings of the league were here in polo shirts in that coaching team photo? Basically, the league and executives in the league, the John Schneiders of the world, the Kyle Shanahans, the Sean McVays, even though Matt LaFleur's not, his name isn't golden right now, still, that's a bunch of 13-win seasons on his resume. And Mike McDaniel and everybody in between were here. We're in this building, and they were allowed to walk because they weren't ready yet. They weren't ready yet. Well, they got ready in a hurry and turned in some great work.
I'll do you one better. Dan Quinn in Atlanta, years after those guys left here, when they were further along in their careers, had the possibility of hiring LaFleur when it was time for him to be an OC. Chose not to. McDaniel, time to be an OC. Chose not to. Let them all walk. Has said over and over and over again that was his biggest mistake. That just allowing all those guys to leave with Kyle Shanahan, rather than promoting one of them internally to keep them around with Matt Ryan, is why his time in Atlanta spun off the rails, because he went with Sarkisian and he regretted it. He didn't want to make the same mistake again. So I know why, to your point, As fans, we've got that. You're calling it PTSD, which I like. Dan Quinn's got that too. Make no mistake about it, though. This is such a massive risk.
Yeah.
It's so hard to build your own offense in real time over one offseason. It's really hard to learn how to call plays. And normally, I was talking to a player in the league about this over the weekend, and they were saying, you know, when I've had a really inexperienced guy, it's normally taken a year. It takes them time. There are major growing pains. Nobody really hits the ground sprinting. I remember back to even Sean McVay in 2014. Cousins gets benched. They go through this quarterback carousel. The offense wasn't really operating. Even the savants, the gurus, the geniuses, the ones everyone ends up loving.
You got to go through it.
Does he have the time to do that? Because this person said to me, they just need to be patient. You know, it's going to take a couple years. I don't think that's what this is.
Yeah, how do you do that now?
To me, you better sprint in September. You better win this year.
There's risk every move, kind of as we talked about, because you're in this unique spot with 1 year incredible success, 1 year unmitigated disaster. Now there's a new hire because of the disaster part. If the hot up-and-coming offensive mind or guy that's been a head coach recently, Mike McDaniel, comes in as the OC and that you do well, he's gone. There's that risk. So now it's third system, 3 years, Jaden Daniels, huge risk. There's risk here where we're going, hey, we need to be patient. We don't have time to be patient. Year one, we could have been patient, but you know, would you have said, hey, good call. Let's have a neophyte that was in the league 2 years ago calling plays for your prize franchise quarterback. There is so much risk associated with this because of the backdrop, because of the context. We would not feel the same way if year two was pretty good, the year that I thought they were going to have 8 or 9 wins, maybe miss the postseason just because, you know, normal regression happens. You miss a game or two with a hamstring or you get nicked up. And Cliff Kingsbury gets a head coaching job. We were going to face this anyhow, which is the point that you've made all along. And I know you've been vilified for it on fan Twitter. But a defensive head coach a lot of times leaves you in that spot where you kind of have to constantly fulfill this role. So there's risk no matter what you do. But to me, the big selling point for this fan base, yeah, we can talk about it's going to ease Jaden's transition. They already work together. They already presumably have a really good relationship, and that's a good thing. And this is a really big challenge to learn a new offense in year three and et cetera with all the backdrop of what happened this year. But for fans in this area, the selling point should be this organization, everyone get your word out, you want to stand up there and tell us, this is a year early instead of a year late. We are doing this a year early. So the next McVay, the next superstar with a flat top that came through here that's running through the league, we're keeping him here. That's what we're doing.
The problem with that, if there's such a problem, is that when you do that, you need a runway. Like I mentioned to someone, somebody was tweeting about it in that sense, and I said, this is the kind of hire you make if you feel like you have 2 and 3 years ahead to figure this all out, which is not the case, in my opinion. It's a gotta-have-it, make-it-break-it, third-year for Dan Quinn, September you better get off to a fast start kind of situation. I really believe that. Mm. And if that is the case, it just makes this decision that much more curious. But I totally get how they got here. If on a binary I've got to say I'm for it or against it, I'm for it. Because I'm always going to give the benefit of the doubt to the exciting hire of an up-and-coming, ascending, the phrase I use this with Toboni and Butera and some of these guys that are beloved in their sports, that get jobs much younger than they're supposed to, like these rising stars, these rock star type people. Blau is one of those guys. Is it too soon? Very possibly. I promise you 5 to 7 years from now, he'll either be a head coach or an OC who's having a lot of success. Does not mean he's going to have that success right away here. And if he does struggle a bit, does that lead to the offense struggling, to Dan Quinn not having a good enough record and everybody getting fired? Maybe. That's why this is a really, really gutsy decision. The McDaniel thing, my point was just, he's going to get head coaching interviews. He's getting a bunch of OC interviews.
Yep.
It's going to take a long time. They also didn't want to wait. You could disagree with that if you want to. But
that makes sense to
me. They have no interest in being left holding the bag. If you wait, Blau goes to Detroit, let's say, or somewhere else. That's the guy you want. If you can't get McDaniel, now what? And you risk the Bieniemy situation of landing with a guy that ends up backfiring on you when you hire the guy last. So if you, I'm sure, now I will say, I don't know how hard in the paint I can go, but having talked to people close with McDaniel, the team never formally reached out to Mike McDaniel about an interview the way that you would normally do that in the league with an agent and all that stuff. Do I assume, because of their relationship, that DQ and McDaniel talked? They better have. Like, it would be malpractice.
It's malpractice.
And insanity if there was no touching base to say, hey, do you want to come here? And he's like, dude, I love Jaden. Let's go. If they didn't reach out to him at all, that would be egregious.
Yeah, my hope is, hey, man, I'm getting head coaching interviews. Exactly. That's probably where my path is.
A fire off a call, fire no off problem. A text, driving home from the facility.
Yep.
But what I was told was in terms of like the filing for an interview, the touching base, the agent part of it, like that did not happen. So I really hope they did the due diligence. The only interviews were like Drew Terrell, who was here as a receivers coach, a couple of guys.
Lunda, something from Dallas, the tight ends coach.
Wells, I think, yeah. the tight ends coach from Dallas. Those were not, in my opinion, candidates that were going to get the job. So it does not look like that thorough of a search, in my opinion. That would be one knock I have. It's not like they, you know, the D.C. search, they're bringing in Patrick Graham and all these dudes who have been D.C.'s for years. They didn't really do that on O.C. And they moved very, very quickly to land at the spot, which was right down the hall. I don't dislike it, but it's risky.